and a very good day to you. Jack Hager here. Welcome to the rebirth, the restart, the renewing of You Know Jack, the podcast. September 10th, 2022 is the last time I recorded. If you listen to that issue and you want to go back and listen to it, I'll give you a brief rundown. In August of that year, our ministry blew up. Midland Ministries in St. Joseph, Missouri. Our former executive director and a couple other staff members made a decision in 2013 that blew up in 2022. That decision was basically to cover up the fact that the son of one of our staff members had been arrested for inappropriate sexual contact with a five-year-old boy. He was found guilty at the state level. It was appealed, and it was thrown out. At that point, the executive director and the parents elected to keep it secret from the rest of the staff. So what? The so what is, we used this young man as a counselor at our camps for two or three summers. No way in heaven or the lower regions would I allow a convicted, even if it was thrown out, sex offender to have any location on the camp, much less be a counselor. But that was, in fact, what happened. And because of the 2022 incident where the same young man was arrested for inappropriate sexual contact with a teen girl, that blew up all over social media, and it came to light, the incident in 2013. Our ministry was blown up. The former executive director, when his church disciplined him in September, said in a recorded interview that when he found out about the 2013 incident, he was horrified, disgusted. It was such a terrible, terrible thing. And he went on to say that he didn't know what to do, so he consulted with the rest of the staff. He did not. None of us knew it. He repeated that allegation on two or three occasions. Later on, he said, well, what happened wasn't that big of a deal. But in that initial interview, he said it was a horrible, despicable thing. Whatever it was, it should not have been kept from us. The board of directors allowed him to resign. I would have fired the guy. The other couple resigned. One guy stuck around for a little while, but it was obvious George was a spy for the other side, if you will. The former executive director is pastoring a church in Kansas, which I find to be asinine and stupid and ridiculous. The other couple is doing their youth ministry in St. Joseph. To be honest, I wouldn't mind reconciling with that couple. I don't know if that'll ever happen. I pray for their efforts. I know they love the Lord. I know they love kids. I pray they are reaching kids. I don't know, because they've blocked us from all their social media. But in effect, that killed our ministry in St. Joseph. It didn't make any sense to have two, as much as I hate this term, parachurch ministries trying to reach youth. So we moved our offices to our camp in Polo, Missouri. We put our building up for sale. After more than a year, it finally did sell, for which we were very, very grateful. And we are moving ahead with Bible quizzing, camping ministry, one-on-one discipleship, special events, and we have put it behind us. Took a while. When I came back from Vietnam, I don't think I ever had PTSD. But I do believe that for several months after September 22, I was impacted with a form of PTSD. I was so furious, so mad. There were times that I really wanted to hurt the former executive director. That's not my best Christian testimony, but I was furious. It blew the ministry apart. It blew several families off the map, so to speak. All of us raised missionary support. We tried to figure out, are we going to stay here? Are we going to go somewhere else? What's going to happen? They asked me to step in as executive director for a little while. I did. And then we decided to let the camp director be the executive director. We knew he was going to stay. And at that point, we didn't know if I was going to stay at all. The ministry, as I said, continues. We're serving the Lord, trying to move ahead, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. It was the worst thing I have ever been through, to include Vietnam, to include prison. It just stunk really, really bad. And I had to grit my teeth and decide that the all in Romans 8:28 really means all. That in fact, not all things are good. But God causes all things to work together for good for those who love God and are the called according to His purpose. So we are looking forward to what God has in store for us as we move ahead. We are looking forward to what God has in store for us because we meet the requirements. We love God, and we're the called according to His purpose. Well, that's that story. Then in June of last year, I had my physical. And about a week and a half later, my doctor called me, Jane and I were on the road, and she said, "You need to get to the ER immediately." That gets your attention. Turns out my kidney numbers a year previous were fine. But in this physical, they were off the charts, almost stage four. Went to the ER, began the series of testing. I think this was a God wink, because we did get the kidneys. We are getting the kidneys under control. I've never drank so much water in my life or urinated so often, but that's another story. But in looking at the kidney issue, they discovered that I had multiple myeloma, a form of bone cancer. 1% of all cancers are multiple myeloma. I've always been an overachiever. That was not on my dream list. That was not on my bucket list. That was not, I hope I get cancer someday list. But again, the all in Romans 8:28 means all. The incident with Midland Ministries did not shock or surprise God. My cancer diagnosis did not shock or surprise God either. It's listed, it's classified as not curable, but treatable. And I got to tell you, because of Agent Orange, the VA has picked up all of this. And the Kansas City Veterans Administration Hospital staff has been spectacular, stellar, magnificent. I am absolutely confident in the doctors, the nurses, the chemo nurses, the staff, the janitors, everybody. I know the VA gets a bad rap here and there, but this VA and the Leavenworth VA where I go for my kidney issues, the VA has been spectacular for me, and I'm confident I'm in the right place. For a while, I was getting 2 injections a week, in addition to taking a daily chemo pill. That went from June until last week. Last week, the numbers were such that we're going to get the injection every other week. And after a few months, hopefully go to once a month. And then after a few more months, prayerfully get to the point where they say, "You know, Jack, come in once a week, or once a month rather, for blood work, and we'll see what happens." It's a form of remission, because the biggest impact this cancer has had on me, the worst thing for me was last June having to cancel 6 weeks of summer camp, and this year having to say no to invitations to preach at summer camps. Since 1978, that's been a huge part of my ministry and life. It's gone, at least temporarily. But God has opened other doors. Even as He slammed the door shut to prisons, they don't want me in confined spaces, pun intended. I've been able to contact prisoners. Most prisoners have tablets now, and I can contact them through email. I've been corresponding via snail mail with many prisoners. I've been grading correspondence courses for Crossroads Prison Ministries. The Lord has opened numerous doors of effective ministry, for which I am very, very, very grateful. I do take that chemo pill daily, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. Basically, the side effect is an incredibly dry mouth, a little bit of fatigue, and sometimes food doesn't taste all that good. I've lost a bunch of weight. I don't recommend this diet plan. Jane has been super throughout this. I think it is rougher on the caregiver than the patient. She has been super about, I'd appreciate prayers for her. She's dealing with some issues also, and she's dealing with me, which is bad enough. And the bottom line is, our times are in His hands, and we are confident in that. That I am not going to die ahead of time. I'm going to die when it's appointed for all men once to die, after that, the judgment. And I pray, when I turned 50, I began praying for 20 more years of effective, the key word, effective ministry. I'm still praying that. I'd love to be in ministry at the age of 96, and maybe I will be. But in between, I want to finish well. Not soon, hopefully, but I want to finish well. I never want to cause disgrace to the name of Jesus. I never want to cause a negative impact in the gospel by my own stupidity, by my own sin. So pray for me to that end. Pray for us, the four remaining families of Midland Ministries. The Lord has been so good to us. The Lord has been so gracious to us. The Lord has been so encouraging to us, and we are knit together in love to fight the devil, to lift up the name of Jesus, to serve him, and to try to forget the stupidity of September of 2022. So what am I doing with this podcast? I hope to record weekly. I'd love to correspond with you and get your questions, your impacts. You may or may not know that I finally did publish the book, Captured by Grace, available at Amazon. It's a flyover, if you will, autobiography of my life. My goal is to get a copy of it in every prison and jail in the country. If you'd like to help in that endeavor, that would be fantastic. But if you have questions about Vietnam, about prison, about salvation, about youth ministry, about camp ministry, about what I think about eschatology, jack.hager, H-A-G-E-R, at Gmail. I'd love to answer your questions rather than just rattle on. So what are we going to talk about? Not sure, but I can tell you that next week, we're going to answer the question, why do Christians get sick? Why do Christians suffer? Now, I know there's a school of thought that it's all about us. We're supposed to be healthy and wealthy. Can I tell you frankly, the prosperity gospel is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus said that we will suffer tribulation. Paul said we are to exult in our tribulation. James says to consider it all joy when we encounter various trials. Suffering is part of the Christian life. We'll look into that next week. I hope you'll tune in. Between now and then, thank you for listening. Thank you for praying. Thank you for being involved. I pray that you continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Talk to you later. Adios.
Hey everyone, this is David from Wisconsin. I'm Jack's podcast producer. I just wanted to remind you real quick that Jack has a podcast hotline. You can leave him a voicemail at 920-415-4525. All you got to do is leave your name, where you're from, roughly, and then your question or comment, whatever. Jack really does want to hear from you. Again, that number is 920-415-4525. You can also text your questions to that number or email Jack at jack.hager@gmail.com. All of those contacts will be in the show notes for this episode. Thanks for listening. We'll see you later.